As we continue our series on youth homelessness this morning, today considering the outsized impact the pandemic has had on the young homeless population, why many advocates are calling for more support. Here's KCBS reporter Keith Manconi.
2020 started out looking pretty good for Chance Moore.
I was doing an internship for college and everything. I was basically doing the job that I wanted to do.
But the arrival of COVID-19 changed everything. Moore, now 23, says the shift to online learning was a major challenge for him, and at the same time, living under a pandemic put a serious strain on his family life at home. So in October of last year, he decided to leave. It took him several months and a cross-country trip to finally find his way into stable housing in San Francisco, and until he managed to do so, his only way to get shelter was to couch surf with friends.
It was like getting punched in the face and you don't expect it. So it was like
the heaviest blow? Without enough money to pay tuition, Moore had to drop out of college. And he now feels like he's falling behind.
I'm not meeting where I want to be in terms of work. I'm not meeting where I wanted to be in terms of education. It was just a lot.
Moore is not alone in feeling this way. Since the pandemic began, calls to youth crisis hotlines have increased dramatically. But even as the needs of young people have been growing, the available support has actually shrunk, as many nonprofits and homeless shelters have been forced to scale back their services.
So children who are newly homeless, both minors and young adults, don't have any place to go because those shelters are full.
Dr. Coco Auerswald with UC Berkeley's School of Public Health. And while thousands of older homeless residents have managed to get sheltered through the statewide emergency rehousing effort, Auerswald points out that the decision to focus these efforts on those considered most medically vulnerable has meant that young people have been largely passed over. She says, though, that despite the perception that young people are at lower risk, recent health screenings that she's performed on unhoused youths have alarmed her.
I mean, there were kids who, at the end of those conversations, I was absolutely terrified to think that they would not get housing because their risk of hospitalization or your long-term sequelae or death seemed so high.
San Francisco officials point to a new rental assistance program for young people and the recent addition of a youth navigation center, both as signs of progress. All the same, Auerswald still believes the help can't come fast enough.
We really are not gonna know the toll that this has taken for a long time.
Keith Manconi, KCBS.